join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier and Sophie Thompson on Guide Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guide Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good. Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Atavacannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Breaks Bachelor Roast podcast, which comes back next month. And Ben Mandelker is here, my co-host and bestie. He's also the creator of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, so go catch that on LUTube.
Yeah.
If you haven't yet. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on? We made it to Wednesday.
Oh my God, hump day!
Hump day! In case you missed the big announcement yesterday, we're heading back to Nashville. There is a pre-sale going on right now, and then the public on sale is going to be on April 18th at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is when it's all going to happen. I think that's 3 p.m. Nashville time. I could double check that. Just, you know, keep an eye out on it. We had so much fun when we went to Nashville last time, and I think we sold it out. So get your tickets before it sells out again. And then, of course, Baltimore went on sale last week. We have Pittsburgh and Minnesota are like at super low ticket amounts, like as in like 20 or 30 tickets left in each place. So get those tickets
you
while you can.
Minneapolis, right?
Minneapolis. Yeah. Your tickets to Minnesota. The state of Minnesota is closing down. Only 20 more people allowed in. big news, Minnesota no longer allowing our Crappens fans in. No, Minneapolis. Thank you, Ronnie. And also we have Milwaukee, but our next show is in Irvine, California, May 16th, where we will be covering the season premiere of Southern Charm, which airs the night before. So we're excited about all those things and even more excited about all the wonderful shirts. Like the Goodbye Kyle shirt that you can get at watchforcrappens.com. That's also where you can get your tickets to these shows. So get your shirts. Those Goodbye Kyle shirts are not going to be around much longer because we're going to turn them over into a new design. So
yeah,
get
the new design goes up next week. So get your Goodbye Kyle stuff right now because it's almost over. Okay, this is going to be done.
Yeah.
Once it's done, it's done. Also, we are heavy into our Game of Thrones podcast, Winter is Crappening. So find that on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just look for Winter is Crappening and subscribe to it, okay?
Yeah, and apologies again that I failed to remember that House Mormont has a bear as its sigil. And if you don't watch the show, you're already so confused by all these words coming out of my mouth. But I had a whole rant about why don't any of these houses have a bear? And turns out the Mormonts have a bear. So... apologies to the House Mormont.
What are you going to do? That's the show we're going to be apologizing for every week.
All season long.
Everybody, thank you for being here today. This is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day, and it's actually a historic episode, at least in this season, because it is the first episode, and this is episode 10. This is the first episode that we dropped talk of Lucy Lucy Apple Juice.
Whoa, you're right.
Congratulations.
Wow. No, yeah, no one even brings it up. I guess because they're bigger existential threats in the episode.
Yeah, this
but
is,
you're right.
Yeah, this is the first episode all season we're not talking about it. And they decide to move this conversation along to another conversation that absolutely nobody is sick of talking about, which is a Supreme Court fight, which happened over, you know, which happened recently in American history over the summer, I guess, when they were shooting this.
Yeah.
So and, we go from dog talk to politics. So buckle your seatbelts, suckers.
If there's one thing everyone loves, it's when people on a Real Housewives show take a political stance. Yeah.
Well, I love when anybody compares themselves to what's going on. Like, this is difficult because it reminds me of my life. Yes, Camille. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Camille. Yeah. It's all about you.
So the episode opens up over at Denise's house where she is putting out snacks for Dorit with her assistant Mikey, which is such a cheater brand of Erica Jane. It's infuriating because this Mikey doesn't even say, yes, queen. He's just like, sure, where do you want me to put things? I'm like, you call yourself a Mikey and that's how you say things?
Yeah, don't be a Mikey number two. Go fight Mikey for the number one spot, okay? I need more. Yes!
Yeah.
Would so they're like getting ready. Cheese and yesters!
Cheese and yesters. So Denise is getting ready and she like opens up some club soda, which as we all know is prone to happen. It explodes all over her and she's like, oh God, club soda. And they just cut to Eloise. She's so sweet. And she's just staring at Denise like, way to go, mother. Yeah. Spilling the club soda again.
Yes. Eloise, honey, mommy never uses soda. She doesn't know how to use it. Which is so Denise. Like, who takes this girl? Dorit probably puts soda or something as a mixer. Gross.
Yeah, exactly. So, so Denise says, like, yeah, you know, the first time I met Dorit, I just liked her immediately. We just got along so well, you know. Then again, I married Charlie Sheen. So that's my judgment for you. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. And the kid, when Dorit comes over, and she's like, hello, Denise! And she comes in, and Denise is like, you look so cute, so fancy. Eloise, look how fancy she is. And Eloise literally takes two steps back. Like, oh, shit. Now, that's the judge of character we all need on this show.
Yeah, Eloise has it right. She's like, shaming her mother for not being able to open up Club Soda. And stepping away from the Dorit, she knows what's right.
Yeah. And Denise is like, well, I'm going to put you here on the couch over this blanket that's covering the dog hair because tears get covered with it every day. And Dorit goes, well, that's part of having a dog. Might I suggest a visit from my friend Shelley?
She's got a wonderful dog training program. You send your dog off, and when it comes back, it never comes back.
Nothing will train a dog not to leave hair on your couch like death.
Yeah, you know that, by the way. They have this like small talk about kids and juggling schedules and yada, yada, yada. And you just know that Dorit was just like dying to somehow bring this over to Lisa Vanderpump or like the dog. And she's, you know, in her mind, she was like, God damn it, Dorit. You had the perfect opportunity to talk about Lisi when you talked about that dog hair. And I skipped it. I skipped it. Damn it, Dorit. Damn it.
I've driven all the way to Malibu for this. So she's like, how are things in your life, little Denise Weesy? And Denise is like, you know, work, husband, kids. I'm just juggling so much. And Dorit's like, juggling is part of the territory. I'm just like, okay, Dorit.
Dorit's actually juggling. Joining the circus. Yeah. Yeah.
You said you were joining the circus, right? I wasn't actually listening. So yeah, how's the bear training going?
Well, Aaron's over there. Then Denise is like, so can you remind me how PK knows Lisa Vanderpump? It's like, oh, well, they're good friends. But, you know, they haven't spoken in 3 weeks, which is terrible. Because in that time, PK's diabetes too has turned into gangrene. It's just terrible. A terrible time.
PK has grown a second head due to diabetes, too.
And Lisa hasn't even checked in once. Not once.
Yeah, she's like, you know, The last time I saw was your wedding, and I know that we have, I know what we have deep in my heart, and I know she cares, but I believe 100% that she put that story out and then went on TMZ to defend me. And, so, yeah, she's like, if you have nothing to hide, why are you hiding, Lisa Vanderpump? Why are you hiding?
come out, wherever you are.
I will say this, as much as it pains me to say this, the one huge flaw that in the whole argument, especially like in our defenses of Lisa, et cetera, is that it is a little weird that Lisa did not call Dorit after the Radar Online story came. That is strange. That's a little bit of like that Adnan Syed shit where it's like, well, why didn't Adnan try to call that girl who died? You know, like there's that's a fatal flaw in my theories, I find.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because she had already felt so offended by Dorit in the Bahamas, because Dorit was totally jumping off of her side and then accusing her of shit at dinner. So I'm sure, just in Vanderpump's mind, she's probably like, how could she? She owes me a call. Because you know that Vanderpump's sitting over there like, how could she not call me? You know.
Oh, you're right. She probably is thinking that. That makes a lot more sense, because Vanderpump is like, oh, it's a story about how sad Lisa is. So she would think that someone would call her to be like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, like, your personal shit got put out on Radar.
Yeah. But then, you know, there is a lot of other fatal stuff that happens in the, you know, fatal flaws to the argument that come later in the episode, for sure. But Denise is like,
Can you indulge me, Ronnie? I'm so sorry. Can you indulge me on this? I really felt like I came upon a theory. Like 2 weeks ago, but I didn't voice it at either of our shows because I didn't want to like overly rant at a live show. I didn't want to get booed. No, it wasn't about getting booed.
I'm just kidding.
No, I already got booed.
No, I'm okay? The one who gets booed at the live shows, not you.
No, at the Beverly Hills show, I got a fair share of boos. The thing that I've come to realize, this is my theory on this is why I think Kyle Richards is behind the story. Okay. And please, everyone, thank you already for your patience for me introducing this theory. I know I'm taking time out of the precious podcast, but it's been weighing on me. So my theory is Kyle has always wanted to be the number one lady in the group. Okay. That's what she's always wanted in all her life. She's always fought back against people like her sister, et cetera. And she's always gravitated towards the people who are the most popular, because she wants to be on the popular girl's side, but secretly she also wants to take down the popular girl. Because we saw it after the Puerto Rico thing happened and a few different times. And I feel like when this all happened, when everything happened, this was Kyle's doing. This is a classic Kyle takedown. And one of the reasons why is the article talks about the fact that at Denise's wedding, everyone was talking about Lucy apple juice. But actually, from what we saw, no one was really talking about it. The only person who would get that sort of idea would be someone who wasn't there, someone like Kyle Richards. So that already starts to point to me, especially I imagine Kyle Richards hears that, Lisa Vanderpump was at Denise's and it was actually really fun. It felt like old times. So Kyle Richards thinks, oh, shit, my plan isn't working. I got to take this up a notch. I got to plant a story. So in my mind, it's like very clearly Kyle Richards. And on top of that, I don't think that Lisa Vanderpump would plant a story about Dorit, because I think at that point, Lisa Vanderpump is so annoyed at the way Teddy's been talking to her at parties and being so like insolent and fresh that I think that Lisa Vanderpump, I think that her new target at that point, her public enemy number one was Teddy. And I think that she was already embarking on a plan of being friends with all the ladies again and icing out Teddy. So she wasn't even thinking about planting an article in Radar Online. And my last point about it is, so if you are going to go with this whole thing of like, oh, some of those words are exactly the sort of words that Lisa would say. Well, there's one person who over the years has had a very strong Lisa Vanderpump impersonation, and that is Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
My conspiracy theory is done.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. It's like Clue, where everybody could be the winner or the killer, which we've said before.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and again, it's probably production, but still.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's probably production, so.
I just want thank you everyone for letting me have a little monologue. I woke up in the middle of the night when we were in Portland, and I could not fall asleep for an hour because this was all going through my head, and I haven't really had a chance to properly state it. So thank you everyone. Thank you.
Well, I don't even know what to believe anymore, because this episode starts changing my mind on so many things.
Please,
which we'll get to later.
Open.
But
I'd love to hear it.
Right now, Denise is like, well, you know, having my personal life put out there for so many years and being dragged through the mud, it's embarrassing, it's humiliating, it's awful. I was on the cover of tabloids. I had to find friends through trial and error. I'd leak things to see if they'd leak it, and then if they'd leak it, slit their throats. And I was like, damn, you're going to be a very good housewife. I cannot wait till her season two.
Yeah, I feel like she's gestating right now. And then next season, it'll be amazing.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, I want to trust her again. I really do. And Denise, who's only really heard all of their sides of the story, and then just got stood up by Vanderpump, who didn't even remember that she said that they were going to have drinks.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I think that'll take some time. And yeah. Dorit's like, yes, well, at least we get to look at this view. Now, let's say that your husband, Aaron, owed the Bellagio Hotel $3 million. Would they be able to repossess the ocean? And how would you stop them?
So then we go over to a restaurant called Il Cielo, where Kyle is there. She is hosting the wedding shower, bridal shower for Camille. And she is putting down name tags everywhere because in Beverly Hills, where you sit, it's paramount. So she's taking care of that. And while she's doing that, and by the way, notably enough, she's putting out a name tag for Lisa Vanderpump.
And also notably, she's trying to be head bitch in charge here, and she's wearing a pink satin dress.
Yes, I did not notice that. And I'm glad you did make me notice that, because that does make me go, you know?
Things and by that the way, make you go, goodbye, girl.
Things that make you go, goodbye, girl. Kyle and Kyle Music Factory. So while she's doing that, we then go over to Villa Rosa, where that old dark kitchen full of terrible memories is being dismantled.
Yeah. And Ken's like, nah, how's it going, kitchen people? And so basically, Lisa Vanderpump takes a sledgehammer. She's like, lately with all the bullshit I've been through with my emotions, I'm scattered and things are coming at me from every angle. So listen here, kitchen people. I had a friend standing right here. Give me that sledgehammer. Bitch! She starts like taking down the cabinet.
But it's like, the weakest swing of all time. Because it's like it's like a... like the sledgehammer just sort of like lightly taps it. Yeah. That was good enough.
But I really like the analogy of Kyle being just like shitty old cabinets that are useless, you know?
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Shitty, dark cabinets that were ill-conceived in the first place. I think it's for the best because Lisa also had that strange divider in the middle of her kitchen island that really messed up the feng shui in that room.
Yeah. And she's like, well... you know, Kyle was a bitch to me in this kitchen, so it's nice to get it redone. Unfortunately, she didn't follow me up to my bedroom. This would have been a more expensive job. Get it!
Get it! Little sledgehammer humor. Where's Peter Gabriel?
So they have to go to their little standby kitchen to make some tea. And she's like, we should have this one instead, Ken. Get it!
Yeah. It's kind of hilarious that they even have a standby kitchen.
of course. That's where people. Pandy sleeps.
It's her Pandy. It's her test kitchen for making Tom cocktails. Mother, I put vodka and orange juice together. What do you think? Oh, genius, Pandy, genius.
Well, no matter how much wine you have, you can never be thirstier than Faye Resnick, who is showing up here at the shower.
I mean, who would have thought 10 years ago that Faye Resnick, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, would be showing up at Camille Grammer's bridal shower?
Yeah. She's like, I just found out you're not supposed to wear white to a shower. And Carl's like, that's weddings.
Yeah. And you could tell that Rinna doesn't really like Faye Resnick because she doesn't do a, how are you? She does a, hello, how are you?
Yeah. And then she turns to the table, which she loves. She's like, oh, it's a table. Hello, table. How are you?
Yeah, so everyone shows up. And then eventually Denise and Camille arrive. And Camille's like, oh, it's this restaurant. I love this restaurant. Yeah.
You like the restaurant?
I like the restaurant.
Yeah, you like the restaurant because, you know, it's a good time-honored restaurant. It's time-honored tradition. And
tradition.
This is where people come to celebrate. People come to celebrate. Many years, you know?
So many years, and it's so much food. You know, I think this is the episode where we realize why it's actually pretty helpful to have someone like Mauricio to guide Camille's train of thought, because without him, it doesn't go so well.
Yeah, that train is cray-cray.
Yeah.
So everybody's being really nice to her, obviously, and she's like, mwah, mwah, thank you so much. I'm so honored that she's doing this for me. It was so tough for me to move ahead and find love. And I didn't think I would. And then I met David, and he made me believe in love again.
Yeah. And then, like, where's Erica? Oh, well, she's getting ready for a tour. That's hard work. That's a lot of work. That's, you know, walking to the front of the stage and then to the back. And sing three songs. It's hard work.
And then we see Erica driving in her, like, million-dollar car or whatever. It's like...
Oh, superstar coming through.
And the song... Erica's the only... I don't know that another housewife has had their own music playing as their theme music as they come in. But hers
Sheena,
does.
Well, she's not a housewife, but Sheena has gotten a good as gold transition a few times.
Oh, she has? Okay.
And also, I feel like Lala got it, too, once.
Oh, okay. So then she does, but it's like, I'm a pretty myth. And so Mikey's like, we're 7 days away from... And Erica goes, greatness! And he's like, yes, our first show in Jersey, batch. He's like, yeah, that's what I meant. Greatness.
So, yeah, so they start doing the choreo for her tour. So they're all like, right, there's like a lot of writhing and dancing and movement and all that stuff. You know, classic choreography.
It's like kickball and changes, grapevines, and a lot of like dick slapping. It's basically what it is.
So we're watching this, and Erica, like, she's like, well, you know, life takes you on different paths. And when the road was wide open at 35, I took advantage of it. And that's why I firmly believe you are the master of your own destiny, especially if you can find someone who looks like Don Rickles and get married to him.
Pretty much. So then she's on the floor grunting and, like, doing that sweeping the floor with her hair thing and, like, acting like she's taking it from behind. And then she runs into a dancer's knee.
That's not good when that happens.
I know, but it's not just good. It's just funny to me because it's like, ma'am, how did you get this concussion?
Well, I was down on the knees masturbating on stage, and this idiot did a grapevine right into my nose while I was pretending to suck a dick. Right? That's what happened.
Like I always say, just follow your dreams and have a kick-ass checkbook, and maybe wear a helmet.
So Erica's like, oh, don't worry, everybody. It hurt my face. It killed me. I'm almost dead, but let's not worry about it. She goes, who knocked me in the face? And a guy named Lockie did it, which is so funny. Yeah. Just because
he's
his
like,
name
I
is
did.
Lockie.
Yeah. I did. They're like, ha. I'm like, oh, he's fired.
Yeah.
I can't behead you, Lockie. You can't even spell lucky. You need the work.
Isn't he lucky?
No, he's not. He's lucky.
And Mikey's like, are you okay, batch?
And she's like, no, my whole neck got readjusted. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
Just remember that. It's expensive to me.
In live shows, things happen. You trip, you fall, you get kicked in the face, you get beat on the ass, pat on the bus, slip on cum. I mean, you know how it is. Live performing, just like Gina Rivera said.
That must have sucked, though, when she got that knee to the head. I get like I hit my head on like a cotton ball, and I'm like, ah, oh, I gotta take the tail.
Oh my god, no. So then,
like,
ow,
I swabbed myself too hard.
Then we go back to the shower, and Camille's like,
does somebody want to sit here for now? Because Lisa Vanderpump's not here yet.
And Brenda's like, oh my god, Lois is here. She's a bright light. She's fantastic. Lois is here.
Yeah. Just like that. I mean, Lisa Rinna's saying some nonsense because she's like, I love a bridal shower. I love a shower. I've never once in the history of anything ever heard anyone say that they love going to any sort of shower. Yeah. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Rinna's just doing that to every... This is like a typical Rinna scene where she's like, oh my god, is that tile on the floor? I love tile! She's just going crazy over. She's going crazy over every. She's over complimenting every single thing she can see before she gets to bitch out Vanderpump. You know, because they all think Vanderpump. Well, I don't know if they all think. I guess that's the next discussion we're gonna have. But for now, we think they all think that Lisa Vanderpump's gonna show up. So they're all ready. You know, because when Teddy got there, Teddy's like, "Is everyone coming?" It's like, "Yeah, well, I invited Lisa Vanderpump," and she's like, "Good." So, like, they're ready for a good Housewives rip-down at this baby shower.
Exactly. And in the meantime, they have to, like, sit through things, like watching Camille get a tiara. And, like, Camille gets this tiara, and she puts it on, and Denise just goes, "Yeah, that's cute." Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, it'd be great, Aaron's dick right now, but I guess it's tequila we'll have to do. No, not, you don't have tequila? Oh, fuck, what am I doing here?
Yeah, that was great when she tries to order. And Rena's like, "It's just beer and wine." She's like, "You know what? Never mind." Damn, that's so me. Like, I'm not going to get a beer just because you weren't willing to pay for the proper license, you dick.
So Kyle gives a speech to Camille, and she's like, "Camille, so we've been friends for like 10 years now, right? And I'm just like, I'm so excited for you and David. I mean, I'm just so happy to learn that people do care about you without Kelsey. I never thought it was true."
And then we get clips of her going, "You're such a fucking liar, Camille."
It's like, we've had some ups and we've had some downs, you know, like the time I called you a fucking liar and we fought for an entire season and I turned the entire globe against you. Yeah, you'll be talking about that tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah, the editor is Shade. I mean, they just show every asshole Camille clip they've got in the arsenal. I mean, they really whipped out every single one. So first, Dorit's like, "Funny enough, I was with your sister last night, Kyle." Kyle goes, "Whose sister?" She's like, "Your sister. She was quite nice. Her name is Cootie." She's like, "Kathy?" "No, that's not it. Tootie." "Kathy?" "Mon duty. That's got to be it." She's like, "None of those even
Belinda.
Rhyme with Kathy."
"Is her name Belinda?" "Janice?" "Oh, her name is Shaquille O'Neal."
"Tiger Woods." Kyle's like, "Oh, actually, that's funny because we had dinner the other night too." And Rena goes, "Yeah, it's because the show got canceled. Your sisters will talk to you again because you're a failure again."
And she's 100% correct, by the way.
Yeah.
Even Kyle says it. Even Kyle's like, "Well, one of the upsides of American Woman getting canceled is that now I've got my sisters back." I was like, "You have such a fucked up family." Yeah. I'm sorry. It's so fucked up.
Which is why I'm now making a real estate show starring lead characters based on my sisters. Like, okay. So then Camille's like, "What happened to Vanderpump? She's not coming." And Kyle's like, "I thought she would come. I invited her." She's like, "Yeah, I don't have a beef with her. That thing I said about her gums, I don't even remember. There weren't cameras there, were there?"
Yeah, so everyone's like, "If you're not gonna get along with people, you don't be a pussy, okay? Come on."
"Show up, get yelled at." And Denise is like, "I agree with that, I'll second that." And Camille's like, "9 years ago, when I was going through stuff with Kelsey, she told me, 'No, honey, rise above it. Don't cry, be strong.' Well, where is she today?" I was like, "Well, your things with again, Camille, this isn't about you. You know, she tries to graft her story onto everyone else's bullshit, which she does later in the episode. But this is a little different. Kelsey wasn't on camera with you at every scene. This is different. Yeah. There weren't 9 Kelseys standing around getting ready to yell at her at a dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not really the same thing.
Although, is kind of funny.
That said, Vanderpump should have fucking showed up, and it's bullshit that she didn't.
Yeah, she should have. It is kind of funny to think back that there was a time when Kelsey Grammer did appear regularly on this show. Like, that's a funny idea.
Yeah,
just like conceptually, that's a funny thing to think about.
Yeah, just to give her dirty looks and like awkward smiles, like, "Okay, even had, like, have fun at this big house, which I'll be repossessing any moment."
Yeah, he even had his own interview segments and everything. Kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So Camille just gives a speech. She's like, "Oh, thank you. I just want to invite Mauricio up here to give my speech." Mm-hmm. So,
I would like to thank you for all coming today.
Thank you all for coming today.
This has been a very important year for me.
It's been a very important year for me.
I never thought I'd find love again, but I found love. And, you know, my vagina feels great.
My vagina tastes great. Thank you.
So, setting.
So, Camille's like, I'm going to text her and say, why didn't you come? And Carl goes, why don't you? I think it would be better. Just send her a text and say, you were missed. And she goes, yeah, that is better. So then Rinna's like, I missed. More passive aggressive bullshit. Just say I was hurt. That's truthful. That is the truth. Everyone needs to tell the truth at all times. All right.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Yeah. So then we transition to a new scene.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
So sorry to interrupt. But I just have to point out one more thing. At this whole thing that wasn't about Vanderpump, I mean, they talked about her a little, but she wasn't there. She had nothing to give. They had stopped talking about the dog. Guess you had zero lines. Teddy, get a life.
Oh.
Sucker.
Oh, shit.
Teddy's going to have to find a new way in because she's screwed without that.
Yeah, it's true. So we now go over to a scene with Kyle and Portia, and they're piling into this stupid three-wheeled car. Kyle has also on her, like, burgundy Carmen Sandiego hat again. She's like, she's trying to create new memories with that hat, I guess. But, like, I see that hat, and I'm already angry, okay? So she gets into this stupid car, and she goes, well, recently I saw this man driving what looked like a luxury go-kart, and I asked him what it was, and he said it was a Vanderhall, and I thought, that could be fun to have. I'm like, what? A fun little toy to have? What? I don't know. Like, just because you see it doesn't mean you need to have it, Kyle. Please don't be that person driving that car and driving around to a grocery store in Encino, okay? We can't deal with this.
I just thought it was funny that it's called a Vanderhall. It's like, oh my God, you really can't let go, Kyle. My goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like Kyle is the sort of person there. If she sees that you have a toy, she has to get it too. I mean, I know this is not breaking news because you've been pushing a very strong and merited swing theory all season long with the new swing in her backyard. Yes. But it just, like, it bothers me.
Yeah, she copies everything and all she does is talk about her money. It gets on my nerves. And one of my friends was like, well, what's the difference? Why is it okay for Vanderpump to brag about her $300,000 kitchen on camera? And it's not okay for Kyle to, what was the last thing? Oh, get $3,000 a pound mushrooms or whatever. And I'm like, because one is functional, okay? A kitchen is functional, it adds value to your home. Eating $3,000 of mushroom on TV is just like a fuck you to poor people, you know? It's just there's a way. I know that these shows are aspirational. We're all supposed to, like, love the rich stuff about it. But Kyle just does it in such an asshole way. They all do it. They have to. It's part of their job. But Kyle just is just such a dick about it every time. You know, it's like, you know what's going on in the world and you're buying a fucking luxury go-kart? Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that when Lisa Vanderpump says that she's going to, you know, take a plane across the country to Ohio to get a miniature horse and come, and then she decides she doesn't even want the horse and comes back. And, like, somehow that's, like, endearing. But when Kyle orders, like, a Rolex from, like, Postmates when she's in the Bahamas, it just feels, like, tacky and showy. And I don't know why it is that way. I don't think it even just comes down to, like, oh, we like Lisa Vanderpump. And side note, I really hate this whole thing of, like, oh, well, Lisa Vanderpump just has her fans and they just won't ever, like, they'll just always take her side no matter what. It's like, no, we are, like, capable people who can create our own thoughts, and we've looked at what we've seen and we've created these conclusions. But back to this thing, I don't know why Kyle is, I don't know why she, it's just everything she does, Kyle does feels it, so showy.
Yeah, it's all for show, you know? Like, it feels very natural to me for Lisa Vanderpump to fly on a private plane to get a miniature horse. You know, it's just like, well, what could we do today? Muhammad, can I borrow your plane, darling? I want a mini horse. And they'll be like, okay, Lisa. Yeah, I can see that happening. But Kyle's like, not just going to buy a Rolex, she's going to have it delivered during a dinner. You know, while they're supposed to, while that dinner was supposed to be bringing down Lisa Vanderpump, it didn't work out to be that way. But
Yeah, it's no, I agree. It's like if Erica Jane went, even if Erica Jane was like, well, we decided to buy a spaceship and it's in the backyard. We haven't tested it, but it's there. Be like, oh, cool.
It's Erica Jane. I mean,
not for me, but it's like her. It's her deal. She's into it. But if Kyle did it, I'd be like, okay, she just saw a friend get one, so now she wants one too. So even when she does something that, like, in a vacuum is perfectly fine, I think just the context of who Kyle is over the past 10 years, we're like, okay, who's she copying? Who's she trying to be as cool as?
Yeah, and it also is just that basic thing of when you don't like someone. I haven't liked Kyle for, 9 years? So, or 8 years, because I liked her season one. But I haven't liked her for, like, 8 years now. So it just grows and it grows and it grows with every little thing.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's like marriage, where it's like, oh, my God, that's so cute how you eat with your mouth open. And then soon it's like, I'm going to kill you if you don't go to the
Yeah, pretty much. Although I've been, I feel like generally pro Kyle for many years. Pro Kyle with caveats. This season she has really annoyed me. I've not written her off. I think on a certain level I still will always like Kyle, but I just feel like she's up to no good right these days. You know, no good whatsoever.
Yeah, well, basically, she just goes to the store and shops with her kid, and it's the thing where you give the kid their own little cart, and then they put a bunch of shit they're not supposed to get. And I'm like, hey, you're so boring. Please get something else to talk about.
No, and here's why I got really so annoyed. It wasn't even Portia grabbing all the chips. I was like, that's fine. What bothered me is they do all this grocery shopping, and then it's like, oh, my God, there's no place in the Vanderhall for all these groceries. I'm like, well, what fucking moron takes a Vanderhall to go grocery shopping? Use, like, a mid-sized sedan. I don't know. Like, what were you thinking? Like, see, it's like not only did you get a Vanderhall, but you used it incorrectly. You used it to go to the Sabzi market. That's not how you use a Vanderhall, okay? I don't know how you use it, but that's not how you use it.
And then
on top of that, when she pulls out with Porsche, first of all, the thing is a death trap. Let's be honest. I mean, right? It looks like it's going to get run over by a Mack truck any second now. It's a death trap. And not only is it a death trap that when Kyle pulls out onto Ventura Boulevard, she's on her phone, too. I was like, oh, God, I can't.
Yeah, and there was no room for the groceries, so Porsche's sitting on top of them all.
You know, it's at this point, just get Instacart, Kyle. You're rich enough to get a novelty go-kart that you're going to use 3 times, and you just use one of the times. Okay, you're rich enough to have an Instacart account.
So then Rena goes to cryotherapy with her kids. Now, look, you've already taken Yolanda's My Kids Are Models storyline. Now you're going to cryotherapy? Come on, Rena.
Yeah, the guy who ran that cryotherapy, Bravo used to have like a reality show. It was a competition about like who is the next male model, and it was hosted by Carmen Electra. And the guy who there was like a guy in the models who was like a real model. He was like a ringer, and that guy owned this cryo place. And the reason why I know that is because he used to go to my gym, and I had a long-standing crush on him. So to see him back on TV, I was like, there he is, my old crush from 24 Hour Fitness in 2004.
So Rinna's like, hi, I'm Lisa Rinna. We know. She's like, hey, cryo guy, guess how old my mom is? 90, can you believe it? Let's do an IV.
Yeah.
And Lois is like, hell no, I'll watch. I didn't live to be 90 by injecting bullshit into me, all right?
So, they're doing, like, IVs and cryotherapy and stuff. And in the middle of it, they're also talking about, I almost said Dr. Kavanaugh, but Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Ford, because it's when those hearings are happening. So they're talking about that, et cetera.
Because Harry came back, but he won't go anywhere with him because he's stuck to the cable news at the house watching the hearings.
Yeah, exactly. But more importantly, there's a cryo room to go into. So Rinna basically sends her daughters into this room that's negative 140 degrees, and they go in there and they start screaming like the monster in Stranger Things being destroyed. You know, it's like,
I know, that's so considerate considering this is where people come to relax.
They're like,
sounds like they're being flayed in there.
It was like they were being put into that little box in Ghostbusters that sucks in ghosts, you know?
The doctor's just like, I've never heard anyone scream like that.
Like, how many souls from 1846 were just released out of their body? It's like, what are these noises?
So we leave with Rinna taking one last storyline. She's just standing there with a bag of fruit, and she's like, I have limes! I have limes, doctor!
It took me a moment to get that. I got it.
So then Rodeo Drive in the car with Rinna and Lois. So Rinna's like, I'm still buzzing from that treatment. I could run a marathon. Too bad I'm not doing QVC right now. And Lois goes, yeah, I don't watch you too much on that. I turn it on and then I say, wow, I'm bored.
So now it's dinner time. It's going to be the big dinner where everyone gets to have dinner with Lois. So there's a private room at this restaurant, and the women start showing up. And Rinna comes in. Rinna has this, like, I guess she has like a small, is it an Hermes bag? She has a tiny little like $5,000 bag from Paris. And she's just holding it. And so then Kyle sits down and Kyle's like, oh my God. Oh, that looks so cute. Maybe that's why we get this vibe from Kyle, because it's whenever someone else has something really expensive, she's like the first to like pick it up and hold it and clutch it, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's like, why I want to put it in a little burrito because it's so tiny.
Yeah.
But Rinna tells us that she doesn't spend money on purses and bullshit like that, but she's still a girl and she wanted a really nice purse, so she got a really tiny one.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, you have to have one, especially living where we do. I mean, we're all so superficial and fucked up.
Yeah, it goes with your superficial fucked up reality.
Yeah. So then it cuts to Denise, who is like trying to order her dinner. She's like, can I have pizza? Okay. How about some tequila? You got that tequila? That's when she orders her tequila.
Oh, this is worse. She's like, no tequila. All right, I'll pass.
You have a meatball sub? You got one of those? No.
All right, listen. I only got one more request and then I'm done. You got Funyuns?
Hey, you got a back room there. My husband's coming over. We're probably going to just fuck for a little bit over there before the apps come out.
So Kyle's like, so, Lois, you having fun? How is this? You have fun at Cryo? It's so great to have you here. Who heard from Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, well, I texted her and I said she was missed and she said that she wasn't invited. And Kyle's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you think she was invited? Because now this is the new controversy I'm sure we're all going to be weighing in on for the next 18 months of our lives.
It's so weird because, I mean, it looked like she had a text message. She pulled up the text message. So, I mean, the question is, did Lisa Vanderpump block Kyle?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that she blocked Kyle the second Kyle left her house.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that's probably what happened.
I don't want to let her off the hook too easy either, because wouldn't production tell her? Or would production not tell her because they want to cause a fight for her not showing up?
Production would not tell her, I think.
Because or it maybe seems she's, like such a stupid lie to say, you know? I mean, it seems more like Lisa to be like, Camille, I would love to have come to your party, but I'm under attack. And what have I ever done to deserve this? That sounds more like her. But I don't know. I don't know what to think. If she didn't come and says she wasn't invited, that's some shady shit.
It is some shady shit, but there's been lots of shady shit going on with this cast, you know? Or it could be like a game of semantics, being like, well, Kyle told me, but it wasn't from Camille. You know, is that what you just said?
No, I didn't say that. Okay. I just said that she would have been more of a victim, you know, about it. But she's like, I have delivered. It says delivered. I was like, well, you know, I wonder how that is when you're blocked, you know, if it still comes through.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if you text someone and you're blocked, do you get a thing back saying like this number is no longer receiving text messages for you? Or is it just like it goes into a quiet abyss where you're like, what happened? You know,
I don't know. So then she's like, Camille said her response to Lisa was like, well, I'm so sorry. Basically, I didn't know you were invited. You know, I would have invited you, and Kyle's mad now because Camille's
not mad.
Yeah, because Camille should have stood up to her and said, I know that you're invited, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's a classic Kyle point of contention, which is that she's mad that someone's not as mad as she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's not as mad at Lisa as she is.
So then a huge thing happens, which is, oh my God, that fish is covered in salt. Look at that fish. Wow. Wow. It's gorgeous. Girls, there is a fish in salt.
Own it, baby. That fish hustle to be in that salt. How are you?
How are you? She goes, Mom, what do you think of fish entombed in salt? She's like, I don't care. Mom, what do you think of Lisa Vanderpump texting that she wasn't invited? And Lois goes, that's some bullshit. And everyone starts cracking up.
Yeah.
So then Rena's like, you know, everyone's like, where's Harry? Which is such a weird question because nobody's husbands came.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I invited him, but it's a pretty day, big day politically. And Teddy's like, heartbreaking. And Rena says, the fact that this woman came out, you know, she came out, she's so courageous, and she's changing everything with her courage. And Camille's like, I just have a different point of view on this one. And then the music goes, bazing.
Maybe it's my Jesus complex, but I don't know.
Yeah, they did show that Jesus complex clip today, too, which is so funny.
Yeah.
Camille in a bikini in a hot tub. I just have a Jesus complex.
Yeah. So she's like, I just feel like if you're going to say these things, you better have your witnesses lined up. I'm like, well, not to be too technical, but wasn't that one of the issues is that, like, some of the lawmakers wanted, like, that one dude to testify also, and then they, like, wouldn't allow that to happen. So there was that. But also, Camille's like, I mean, if this happened to you, you would tell your best friend or you would tell your parents. I mean, obviously. I was like, Camille.
Oh, my God.
Not your greatest moment.
Camille. So then Rena's like, Camille, that is not, absolutely not Camille. Absolutely not. And Teddy's like, I don't agree. And Teddy is furious.
Yeah, they're actually all mad.
And then Camille does that thing where she kind of freaks out, and her eyes are her eyes open. You know, they're usually like Garfield eyes, but they like open, yeah. And her eyes kind of crossed. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Camille's been cornered.
Exactly. And Lisa has a friend there named Robin, and Robin's like, I was actually attacked when I was in seventh grade, and I have never spoken up about it until recently because of the Me Too movement. And instead of Camille being like, oh, okay. That's now I understand that maybe some people don't just automatically tell their parents and boyfriends. And Camille's like, I'm a victim too. Yeah. And I told my mother and my boyfriend and my therapist. It's like, Camille, I'm not going to discredit that experience by any way, but you're doing a really terrible job in this argument right now.
And Rena's like, well, so did this woman. She told her husband. She goes, she told him 35 years later. It just doesn't make sense. And she goes, so you don't believe her? You don't believe this woman? And she's like, it's a he said, she said, and it pisses me off. And you know, Camille gets mad when she gets her accent back. She's like, it pisses me off.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I have to go back in here and listen for that. Because Lois is just staring at Camille like, oh, this fucking moron.
Yeah, and Teddy's jumping in, you know. She's like, you don't think women should be heard? She goes, I think women should be heard. And she goes, so you don't believe this woman who has so much courage? Camille, she's a doctor. Camille's like, well, you believe all doctors are right? Do you believe that just because someone holds a PhD, they're correct? Then John Sessa is correct about everything.
Let me tell you something.
She didn't say, but she should have.
Let me tell you something. I once put my lot of heart into a doctor, and his name was Dr. Fraser Crane. Look how that turned out.
And then Rena's like, you know, well, she's been attacked. And Teddy goes, how would you feel, Camille? How would you feel if you told me your story and I said, I don't believe you? And she goes, I would feel like that's your prerogative. This woman has serious allegations, and I feel bad for him and what his family are going through. And, oh, my God. Rena's like, well, if you've experienced this, I think you'd be more empathetic. And she's like, I'm empathetic to women who have had this. Like, it's been like a cold, you know. But I've also been accused of things that I've never done. And I'm like, oh, my God, now it's you. So now Camille is turning this Senate fight into her own thing with Kelsey, which is so Camille to do.
Exactly. And then we see a flashback to the first reunion where Andy Cohen's like, so, Camille, people have said that you're hypocritical, fake, delusional, insincere, awful, have sex with animals,
dim-witted,
got five legs.
Stupid, you're a pocket picker, pickpocketer.
You spread disease knowingly.
That was hilarious seeing that clip again. It literally went on like 5 minutes, okay?
Yeah,
it's just like listing horrible qualities of Camille. And she's like, when I went through my divorce, I was taken down and maligned. And it's hard to go through with that when you've done a lot of good in your life. And then that's when they cut to the hot tub in her bikini where she's like, sometimes I just think I have a Judas complex.
She goes, I know what it's like to be wrongfully accused and humiliated all over the world, not just the country, but the world, all of California.
For lies. And then Brenna's like, Camille comparing herself to Brett Kavanaugh? I mean, it's fucking weird, I'm sorry, okay? I know she has a fucked up sense of herself, but this isn't about you, Camille.
She's like, the difference is, Camille, is that this guy is being put onto the Supreme Court for the rest of his life, and you're on reality TV. That's basically what she's saying. You know?
My God. And then Kyle's like, well, my mom said never to talk about politics, religion, or sex. Oh, really, what'd she say about stealing houses? Kyle.
What'd you say about putting screws in burgers that belong to your husband's wife?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. House of Hilton burn.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Like, Let me just say, it's not about politics. And Kyle's like, Dorit, we're not talking about this anymore. She goes, but I was just trying to say a very important thing. It's not all about politics. Okay, Dorit. Good salient point, Dorit.
You know, it's truly about. It's about. I don't know what it's about, really. I was hoping one of you girls would jump in.
Diabetes. That's what it's about. So Camille gets all upset, and Rinna's like, oh, I just yelled to Camille. What am I doing? Is this about Lois? Congratulations to Lois. You're a great mother. And Camille's like, I have to go to the restroom. So she goes down all upset because she's just been yelled at by a table full of women, which you deserve that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't agree, even if you think things didn't go down the way you would want them, everybody had an opinion. And I know that everybody was not on the same side. There were huge fights in families across America. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine included.
Yeah.
But there's a way to make, if your point is just like, she lied, period, and poor him, that's probably not the right way to discuss it, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly. Because that's basically what. Because Camille starts off saying, oh, she just didn't have the evidence. It's not fair to go after someone without the evidence, which was mainly like one major side of the argument. But by the end, she's basically saying, like, I know what it's like to be smeared by lies. It's like, well, that's different. That's saying something different. Now you're saying that she actually lied.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got really, really gross. So she goes to the restroom, and Kyle gets a text, and it's like, nang, nang. I'm trying to think of what Kim's text sound would be for Kyle.
Chicken salad.
It's probably like the Law and Order soundtrack. Dun dun.
So Kyle's like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe this, Lisa Rinna. Guess who's watching us? Kim. She just sent a text. I was like, why is Rinna the first person you have to tell, Kyle?
Yeah, and Rinna's like, well, what about that? I'm gonna wave over. I'm waving. Hi, Kim. Hi. Not how are you? And then she just goes, life is interesting. Yeah.
It's her way of being like, is this the last time you saw her? Is the last time you saw her with the bunny? And then we see the bunny clip of Kim Richards being like, okay, I'm gonna give this money back to you because I don't think he meant it. And then Rinna's fake single tear going down the middle of her face. So good.
And Dorit's like, how do you feel about seeing Kim? And Rinna goes, it's fine, I'm fine with it. She's a human existing. Which is like the most like the least emotionally invested response you can have. Oh, I'm fine with it. It's someone doing the basic level of existing in this world, and I have no problems with that.
She's like, why would I fight with Camille? I mean, why would I fight with Kim? I have somebody brand new to rake over the coals. Where's Camille? Did Camille leave?
Yeah.
And no, she didn't leave. She went down and she's crying on the stairs with Kyle and one of her friends. And she's like, I feel so bad about the conversation, but I've been a victim. I've been put in that same position. It's like, no, you haven't. Okay. Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's just so bad. Oh, Kyle, by the way, as long as I'm crying about Brett Kavanaugh and I'm standing on a staircase, you want to be my bridesmaid? Thanks.
Kyle's like, well, I never thought I'd be asked at the bottom of the stairs crying, but okay, why not?
Yeah. So Camille comes upstairs and Rinna's like, oh, Camille, what's wrong? Did I hurt your feelings? Your dumb, misguided feelings? I'm so sorry. Here, come in for a hug. A little Rinna hug.
She goes, Camille's like, how did I trigger you today? It's like, oh my God.
And Camille's like, I've been the victim of a smear campaign, and it hurts. It hurts so much.
I was like, can't even date Russians anymore without people saying I've been bought. And Teddy's like, he doesn't have that power anymore, okay? And Brenda's like, and you're moving on to a new life, and you deserve it, you dumb hooker.
And Denise just goes, I'm going to head out.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Fuck, I'm going to find some place that's a fucking tequila and my husband's dick in it.
So then Kyle is going down to say hi to Kim, and guess who else is there? Kathy.
Yeah, family reunion.
Yeah. So they don't mic either one of the sisters up, which is a great shame, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is a shame. But it is fun to watch Rinna just totally walk by Kim Richards and not even say hi, just totally ignore her.
Yeah, she's like, why would I give two fucking shits to walk over and say hi to her, honey? Out of sight, out of mind, honey. I'm not thinking of Kim Richards. No way, honey.
Do you know how many dollar stores I went to find? Do you know how many dollar stores I went to find that bunny? She just gets it back. No, you don't get a hello.
So then we get the saddest scene ever, okay? This is so sad. Crazy. Oh, my God.
It was sad, but it was also crazy because it's like, it's just Rinna and Lois. And it's like, oh, by the way, Lois was almost a victim of a serial killer. I mean, she was a victim of a serial killer, but she wasn't killed. But basically, Lois, like this guy abducted Lois right before Rinna was born and tried to rape her and kill her. And then she was saved miraculously. And then the guy went to jail, and when he came out of jail, he killed like 20 people. And they're like, God, yeah, that's crazy.
This is terrifying.
What a crazy thing.
He had a knife in one hand and a hammer in the other. Jesus Christ.
Isn't that bonkers?
This is so crazy. And so Rinna's like, yeah, you know, that shit like that happens. And so I'm personally invested in, you know, women getting hurt and things like this, you know? She's like, the least we could do is show the victim some kindness, even if you disagree with them, which, of course, I totally agree with. So, my favorite thing that Lois said in the scene, she goes, that dinner was wild, honey. I don't think I've heard you women talk in politics. Sheesh. You two should stick to talking. You guys should stick to talking about, like, how much money you have, okay? Because that was pathetic.
Yeah, that's a much better way to go.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the episode.
Yep, that brings us to the end of Beverly Hills. So how long will this Kavanaugh fighting last? Who knows?
Probably just this episode. I don't think the producers are going to try to dip back into that pond again, the Kavanaugh pond.
But we get it coming up on this season. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so with Vanderpump out of the way, I mean, Vanderpump's not shooting with him anymore this season, so she's gone. So it looks like they're going to be taking up the fighting mantle on themselves, so we're going to see how everybody does it by themselves without... We're going to find out what it means to have a show without Vanderpump. I'm sure we're going to get Vanderpump solo scenes still to find out how that fucking kitchen's going.
Yeah, we're going to get some really dumb... From the trailer, it looked like there's definitely a scene with Lisa and... It was Lisa and someone else. I don't even remember who it was. Was it Denise? And then there's definitely a scene with Lisa at the Vanderpump cocktail garden in Vegas. But yeah, I think it's just going to be kitchen updates.
Yeah, and Denise is going to go for Camille, which I love.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm ready
great.
For Denise to go after somebody. So yeah. We'll see how it all works out. In the meantime, go get your Goodbye Cow shirts before the end of the week. Check out our new podcast, Winter is Crappening, at the feed Winter is Crappening. And get live show tickets, everybody.
Yeah, it's fun. Our shows are great.
Irvine,
like
Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Nashville, Baltimore. Go get
Pittsburgh,
your tickets. Watch
Cleveland.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Whoa.
Nashville?
I said that one. Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Well, I wanted to say it again. Why
Love
not?
Love you, everybody.
So long, I say it again.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Time. Bye.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV.
Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month, unless cancelled.
My name is Elizabeth Day, and I failed at marriage, at having children, and at living life like Gwyneth Paltrow. But I've succeeded as a journalist, author, friend, and partner. To get where I am today, I've had to encounter failure. But if I've realised one thing, it is that learning how to fail is actually learning how to succeed better. My new book, How to Fail: Everything I've Ever Learned from Things Going Wrong, is out now.